Page 40, Advocating for Light Rail Safety by Donna Pomerantz. Transportation is essential in the lives of everyone, whether sighted, blind, young, old, automobile driver, pedestrian, public transportation, or paratransit user. The tragic death recently of Cameron Cuthbertson, a 48-year-old blind African-American man residing in Compton, who died while attempting to board a light rail Blue Line train when he accidentally stepped between two of the cars rather than through the door, touched all of us who heard the news. There were no barriers either on the platform or between the cars, and he was killed before the train could be stopped. His death occurred on January 28, 2009. Page 41, we were shocked and appalled that there was no media coverage about this for a few days after its occurrence. No media coverage, no radio news coverage. Only one article in the Los Angeles Times and the Daily Breeze. We were heavy into the media coverage of other things, like the woman who had eight babies and coverage of the teenagers who were drunk and stole their parents' car and ran into a house. But nothing was to be seen or heard about Mr. Cuthbertson's tragic and preventable death on the tracks of the Blue Line light rail train. It has now been more than 1 month since his death, and the two newspaper articles have gone out as well as numerous posts on blogs, listservs throughout all of cyberspace, and there is still no media coverage. Several people have also made attempts to contact media outlets, both on the local and national level, and still no interest in coverage. What does this say? I know it makes me angry, but should I be surprised? Sadly not. HCCB chapter presidents chose to sign on to a letter which you will read at the end of this article. It was presented to Metro at the Accessibility Advisory Committee's February 12th meeting, and it went to the Metro Board of Directors, its chief executive officer, and others. Also, at that meeting, half of the chapters who signed on to the letter were represented, and the letter, signed by all, was read into the public record, so really, everyone was represented. As a lifetime resident of Los Angeles County, I have seen the evolution of both paratransit and public transportation services. It seems that people in other states get around much better using public transportation than we do here in Los Angeles County. I'm not sure if that is a product of our large spread-out area, the lack of dollars, or maybe some other factors that I haven't even considered. Page 42. I had always heard that in other parts of the country, people could get around very well using the public transportation systems, such as bus, subway, and light rail. Years ago, I was so excited when the projects of building the small subway and light rail systems were to occur. I had no idea, though, and I guess that was my naive nature when it came to public transportation, that we would have to make sure and keep our buses serving all parts of the community, but that we were going to need to be vigilant in making sure our subway and light rail systems were safe and usable for us as people who are blind and partially sighted. I learned very quickly that I was going to need to get involved on the county level because I had to make my place at the table and be proactive in the work of making sure, to the best of my ability, that our concerns would not get shoved under the rug. Therefore, 5 years ago, I applied to and became a member of the entity which has most to do with transportation for persons with disabilities, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, Accessibility Advisory Committee. The committee meets monthly and is staffed by Metro's ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, Compliance Administrator. There are four CCB members who are actively serving on this committee, and we are all very vocal in making sure that our needs and our viewpoint are taken into account in how Metro does its business in creating public transit in the county. We have all been trying for many years to get Metro to put either on-platform barriers, bollards, or between-car barriers on all trains under its jurisdiction. There have been many obstacles, and one of them has been the CPUC, California Public Utilities Commission. They would not even allow testing of different options on the platforms, as Metro tried to seek the CPUC's permission, which would not be granted for years. Now, in my opinion, Metro somehow could have tried harder to get this done, but for whatever reason, neither entity could agree upon a satisfactory approach. Here in Los Angeles County, our trains can all stop in the same place, and therefore the on-platform barriers, ballards, would work. We do recognize not all systems are the same, and that is why we use the language in our letter, either on platform or between car, as we know that not all systems trains can stop in the same place. Page 43. In closing, it saddens me that it took the death of Cameron Cuthbertson to get Metro to push harder and agree to install these barriers/ballards at each one of their light rail and subway train stations, but they will. At an upcoming meeting, we will be seeking a timeline from them as to their installation, and we will again discuss the need for training regarding the issue. We will continue to keep you informed regarding the developments here in Los Angeles County and keep our place at the table. Our voices will continue to be heard at all levels. The letter, February 12, 2009, to Roger Snoble, Chief Executive Officer, Metro Board of Directors, Don Ott, Chip Hazen, ADA Compliance Officer, Metro Accessibility Advisory Committee, 8 chapters of the California Council of the Blind in Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Bernardino County are truly saddened and appalled by the tragic and preventable death of a blind gentleman due to a mishap on the Metro Blue Line on January 28, 2009. Our national organization, the American Council of the Blind, and our state affiliate, the California Council of the Blind, as well as the 70 state and special interest ACB affiliates, have been urging enhanced train safety measures for persons who are blind and visually impaired for many years. Once again, due to a lack of such measures, another blind person has had to die, further emphasizing the critical need for effective safety mechanisms, be they on platform barriers or between car barriers. Page 44. A number of CCB members wish to meet with Metro staff to discuss our concerns and determine a timeline in which platform barriers will be erected on the Los Angeles train platforms. While Metro is doing a test project with platform barriers at 4 of its light rail stations, we are now requesting, since through the testing Metro has demonstrated that its light rail trains can stop in the same place, that platform barriers be placed on all Metro light rail train platforms to prevent another tragic situation as witnessed on Wednesday, January 28th. Please contact either Donna Pomerantz at 626-233-2991 or DMPOMERANTZ at earthlink.net or Ken Metz at 626-300-8477 or KENMETZ at SBCGlobal.net to set up a meeting with up to 12 of our California Council of the Blind members. We look forward to hearing from someone at Metro to arrange this meeting as soon as possible. Thank you in advance for your quick response to our request. Sincerely, Pamela Metz, President, Greater Los Angeles Chapter, Donna Pomerantz, President, San Gabriel Valley Chapter, Robert Wendt, President, Greater Long Beach Chapter, Michael Williams, President, Compton Chapter, Dr. Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker, President, Orange County Chapter, Louis Herrera, President, East Los Angeles Chapter, Artis Bazin, President, Glendale Burbank Chapter, Christy Crespin, President, Active Blind Inland Valley Chapter.